fantastic now. You know, we got confirmation there yesterday that the Ross would be coming to Donegal, and although I'd heard rumours myself that it would be, and it kind of kept me motivated there all through the winter, I don't think anybody expected that we'd get, you know, four or five stages based on county roads, you know, and three complete stages within the county. Like, looking at the route map, it kind of, it looks like the Ross organisers there kind of sat down and said, right, how do we get to Donegal as quick as possible? How can we stay there for as long as possible? So, for myself and, you know, for the whole county and for the race as well, I think it's fantastic to have it up this part of the country again. Like, it's not as often as we'd like to get it up, but certainly they're making up for it this year by staying here for so long.
And it's going to be difficult for the riders because it's difficult terrain. We all know what the geography is like of Donegal, so it's going to be a testing number of days in the county.
It definitely is. Like, you've got the stage there into Bundoran, first of all, and then you've got the main, probably, as we call it in cycling, the Queen stage, you know, up into Buncrana. The last 50k there is just, there isn't a single flat road in it. Like, and you've got both Pinch, which is a hard enough climb, and then you've got Moor Gap, which is the steepest climb in Ireland. And then you've even got a couple of more, you know, tight enough pulls before the finish in Buncrana. Then the next day you're going right the way around to Donlow, and, you know, not only is that a hard stage, but it's actually the longest stage of the race as well. And there might only be two Category 3 climbs on that route, and it might not look like the hardest stage on paper, but definitely now, you know, from riding those roads before and riding those roads in the Donegal Wild Atlantic Way race last year, I can tell you now, if there's any kind of wind coming in off the coast that day, with those roads just been up and down and left and right, there'd be, you know, that stage could be equally as decisive as actually the Memorial Gap stage if there's any kind of, you know, conditions there that kind of make the racing difficult. It could easily blow the whole race apart.
Yeah. Does it give the local riders, the likes of yourself, maybe an advantage at times, given that you know these roads so well?
I think it certainly will. You know, it wouldn't give you the advantage that if you haven't got the form that you could pull off a result. It doesn't give you that much of an advantage, but if you're going into the Ross and you're in the good, you know, you've got that good form, you've got good condition there, knowing the roads, knowing the terrain is always an advantage. And, you know, I've already had a lot of people on to me within the last 24 hours saying, you know, can we get up there for a wee training camp, and maybe recon the roads, get out and kind of ride the route. And although, you know, I'm going to go out and ride them myself, I'm not sure if I want to show everybody else in the country the roads at the same time, because it's nice having that advantage there, you know, that you just know coming up there's a section, or it could be crosswinds, or there's a couple of hills coming up, or whatever it might be. It's always a benefit to know the roads there.
Yeah. What would it mean to you to be involved at the front again in the Ross, because you came so close? It was heartbreaking. There was only about 100 metres in the end in Bundoran. So is the hurt and the pain of that in 2012 still driving you on for success on a stage in the Ross?
Aye, without a doubt. Like, you know, kind of, to win a stage of the Ross, I think that's probably the only thing that would kind of raise that memory there. It was a fairly tough one now, and, you know, especially considering that I was into Donegal and, you know, I was going so well at the time, to just go so close and narrowly miss out. It was hard to take now, and definitely there's times, you know, during the winter, and, you know, at times you might not be in the best of form, but, you know, the Ross is coming around again every May, and, you know, it's that kind of, that ambition to get the stage one, or, you know, to get maybe a top 10 on GC or something like that definitely drives you on. And, you know, for me, anyway, the Ross is always the highlight of the year, and I'll keep trying to win the stage. But at the same time, you know, if I happened to win the stage into Longford or something, I wouldn't be complaining that it wasn't on Donegal roads that I won. Like, so, you know, and any stage would be you know, an honour to take any stage in the Ross. So
as close to home as well for you.
Well, this is it. Like, if it did take a stage in Donegal this year, now that would kind of be just, you know, dream come true, definitely.
Yeah, it's not too far from your home place, is it?
No, well, you know, I'm Muffman originally, but I went to school in Buncrana, and, you know, the finish line in Buncrana passes my granny's house about 300 metres before the finish line, where my dad grew up in that, and, you know, relatives there in Buncrana still and all, so, you know, Buncrana is always a place that's been kind of close to my heart, so to have another stage finish there will be great, like, and, anywhere at all in the county, it's always great to have a stage, but I suppose Bunkrana really would be considered my home stage, you know.
Yeah, you know cyclists very well in Donegal, and there's a good crop of talented riders here, and it looks like there's going to be a county Donegal team of some sort involved. So it's important, is it, that Donegal riders can put on a good showing, given that it's on their own back door?
It definitely is, you know. It kind of, you would have seen the last time in 2012 when it came up, there was a kind of an uptick in cycling after it, and you know, racing cycling, and that's just purely from what the Ross brings and the kind of hype about cycling that it brings to the county. Now I know there is a possibility of a Donegal team happening this year, and it would be fantastic that if it could go ahead. Like I know they kind of need a bit of a support there to get through it, but hopefully they'll get that tied up and get the team entered, because it'd be a shame to have, you know, so much of the Ross and Donegal and not have a Donegal team in it. But at the same time, you know, with the four stages being based within the county, you know, you never know, there that could inspire some, you know, young fella or young girl there to get on a bike and start racing. Maybe it'd be the next good cyclist to come out of the county, or the next Philip Dagenham, or whatever it might be there, you know. And you know, if that could happen as well, and maybe the Ross coming up having a legacy or something to get, where we can, you know, get a few more cyclists into the racing end of it there, that would be great as well.
Yeah, it certainly would. And you've of course been involved in a handful of Ross races, and you see what it can bring to areas. How's this going to benefit Donegal, given it's in the county for so long, and the mass support that's there, not just alone for the race and the teams and the backup staff, but for people who are coming into the county to watch this?
Well, that's it. You know, with the race and with the riders and the staff and all, there is a huge amount of people that will be coming into the county for that, you know, the best part of that week there. You know, booking up hotel rooms, you know, shopping in the shops there, going out for dinner and evenings and that, you know, it brings an economic boost to the county as well. So it does. On top of that, you've got, you know, I think every rider in the race will have two or three or four family members travelling around, watching as much as they can and that, and you know, definitely I know the summer months that tourism usually can do fairly well, but May can be a hit or miss month, and I think that that kind of influx of business into the county wouldn't be, you know, I think everybody would be happy to see it coming in anyway, definitely, and staying for so long. I think any county would give anything to get that sort of, you know, that sort of boost there in the May time, you know.
Yeah. You're currently with the Aqua Blue Academy team, so I'm sure the work is good. The hard graft is going to start very, very soon for this, Ross. Is it, Ronan?
It will do, surely. Now, I kind of got into a good rhythm there about October time, and I got a real good winter done there, possibly the best winter I've got done since I left the AmPlus team. And I have been in real good shape there. Now, unfortunately, I kind of got a bit of an illness last week there. I was kind of in and out of hospital for a while, but you know, I'm kind of over that there now and getting back into the training. So the fact that I have such a good winter in means that I'm not too stressed about missing that week there. You know, I was in a position that I could relax and just give myself time to recover, whereas if you're kind of behind in training and then something happens, it's almost a disaster. So luckily enough, now I've been able to get a good winter in there. I'm in very good shape. Just a wee bit of racing now. Hopefully I'll bring on the best form I can for me.
Finally, Ronan, what's the target for the Ross then in 2017?
Well, it'll definitely be trying to go for that stage one, you know. I would like to give, I've always, the stage ones have always been the ambition in the Ross. So I would like to, at the same time, try and go for maybe a top 10 overall. But that does limit your chances then of going for a stage. So to be honest with the Ross, you kind of have to take it the first 2-3 days, get through each day without, you know, coming down any crashes or anything. The first day is usually absolute carnage. They're kind of, you know, everybody's psyched up for it, and there could be literally, you know, your race could be over before it even starts on the first day there. So that'll be the goal for the first couple of days, get through them, get to Donegal, and then take each day as it comes and just try and, you know, if you aim for the one each day, you'll never be far away anyway.
Ronan Minnith, thanks for taking time out to talk to us, and we wish you all the best with the training now in the coming weeks and months, and we'll all be looking forward to hopefully what will be a huge success of the Ross and Donegal in May.
Thank you.